I know we aren't ready for this. I mean, next year will be my senior year, and I don't know if I want to worry about a baby.
Jay, I don't think anyone wants to have a baby while they're still in school. The facts are that we are pregnant, and we have to decide what to do about this.
Well, I just don't want this thing to ruin my life. We should just get rid of the problem.
Haley Rogers?
I guess that's us.
Please follow me. You'll be in room number 4.
Hello, Haley. I'm Dr. Morris. I understand you want to talk about ending this pregnancy via an abortion.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, well, there are several procedures that you can consider. I won't go into all the details, but first, there is what is called a suction abortion. Second, there is a DNC abortion. There's also a DNE abortion. You can have a saline injection or a hysterotomy. I'm certain that you are not familiar with any of these. However, I can give you a pamphlet which will describe them all in detail.
Okay.
Haley, I would like to give you a few facts about this pregnancy. How far along are you?
Well, I'm about 6 to 7 weeks along.
Okay, thanks. Well, at 3 weeks, your embryo's heart beats for the first time. At 7 weeks, major organs have begun to form. Additionally, your embryo has begun to develop its own blood type, unique from your own. At week 9, your embryo's heart rate can be picked up by a Doppler machine, and the face is well formed.
Well, I just don't know what to do. My family and I have been through so much. I know I made a poor decision, but I just don't know how to correct this.
You know, Haley, I want you to know that you have other choices. You can either carry this child to term and give it up for adoption, or you can choose to raise it for your own. You know, Haley, having an abortion is not your only choice, and it could have long-lasting consequences. Haley, do you have any other questions?
I'll think about the things you've said and talk it over with my family.
2 weeks later.
Hello?
Michelle, I really need someone to talk to.
Haley? What's wrong?
Well, Jay and I broke up yesterday. He said he didn't want to be the father. He blamed me for the situation. I don't know what to do. Part of me wants just to get rid of this thing growing inside me. But another part of me wants to keep it. I've talked to all sorts of people. Some people say it's a baby. Others say it's just tissue. That's not alive. I'm so confused.
Oh gosh, Haley, I wish I could help. All I know is that this baby growing inside you, that's a real person. It has a heartbeat, it's growing, and I'm sure that it's got fingers and toes, and I mean, it's a baby. You're pregnant with a kid, not some object or piece of trash. It's not a thing. A few weeks ago, we had Karenette come over to the youth group. They talked about different alternatives to abortion, how abortions can have those long-term impacts on women. It doesn't just hurt the baby. I want what's best for you, and with Jay dropping away, I mean, I want you to make the best decision for yourself and your baby.
I understand, Michelle. I just feel so alone. I just want someone to talk to. I think I'll give these CareNet people a call.
If you or someone you know is currently going through a pregnancy and needs to talk to someone, either about abortions or another alternative to an abortion, please consider talking to CareNet here locally along the Treasure Coast. You can reach him at 772-871-2211 or at CareNetTC.com.